Welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host, Alex, and the voice you're hearing is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we have a solid lineup of stories curated from Perplexity's Discover feed. From the US House taking a firm stance on AI to a cinematic milestone and a surprising archaeological discovery, we've got a lot to explore. So let's kick things off with the latest development in the world of AI regulation. The U.S. House of Representatives has implemented a strict ban on Microsoft's AI chatbot Copilot for its staffers. The decision comes after the Office of Cybersecurity identified potential risks associated with the application, particularly the threat of leaking sensitive house data to unapproved cloud services. This isn't the first time the House has restricted AI tools. In June of last year, they had already limited the use of ChatGPT, allowing only the paid subscription version under certain conditions. As AI technologies rapidly evolve, government entities are grappling with how to navigate their use while also working on regulations for the sector. Microsoft has expressed its intention to release a suite of AI tools tailored for government use later this year, aiming to meet the higher security and compliance requirements of federal entities. It will be interesting to see how this develops and whether the House will consider using a government version of Copilot once it becomes available. Speaking of milestones, let's shift gears and celebrate the 25th anniversary of a groundbreaking film that redefined the science fiction genre. That's right. The Matrix franchise turned 25 this year. The original film, which premiered on March 31, 1999, wowed audiences with its innovative visual effects, action sequences, and philosophical undertones. To commemorate the anniversary, special events and screenings were organized, including a screening at the Regal Film Festival on April 3rd. The Matrix's influence extended beyond cinema, inspiring video games, comics, and animated short films that expanded its rich universe. Did you know that the original film's success led to its setting records in the UK as the best-selling DVD title at the time? It sold more than 107,000 copies in just 2 weeks, surpassing previous records. The franchise's popularity continued with the release of The Ultimate Matrix Collection on various formats, demonstrating its lasting appeal. As fans and critics revisit the film's legacy, its philosophical implications, innovative action sequences, and questioning of reality continue to provoke thought and discussion. Despite some criticisms, The Matrix remains a landmark film that has inspired countless conversations about the nature of reality, freedom, and the human condition. From the virtual world of The Matrix, let's dive into a surprising discovery in the real world that challenges our understanding of the past. Recent studies have revealed the presence of microplastics in ancient soil samples, challenging the long-held belief that archaeological deposits were pristine and uncontaminated. Microplastics have been found in soil strata dating back to the 1st or 2nd century CE, as well as in sediment cores from various environments. A study led by researchers from the University of York found microplastics in soil deposits more than 7 meters underground, suggesting that microplastic contamination is not a purely modern phenomenon. The discovery has significant implications for the field of archaeology, as the contamination could compromise the scientific value of archaeological remains and accelerate the decay of organic materials. The findings also highlight the pervasiveness of plastic pollution, which has reached even the seemingly untouched layers of the past. This new reality may force archaeologists to reevaluate their methods for preserving and analyzing ancient remains. The research team emphasizes the need for further research into the impact of microplastics on archaeological deposits. From the past to the future, let's shift our focus to a brand that's undergoing a transformation as it looks towards an electrified horizon. Lamborghini has unveiled a redesigned version of its iconic Raging Bull logo for the first time in over 20 years. The changes are subtle, but are part of a broader transformation of the Lamborghini brand as it looks towards an electrified future. Key details of the logo update include a slightly wider Lamborghini typeface, simplified styling, and black and white becoming the primary colors with yellow and gold accents. The Raging Bull will also be used on its own for digital branding. Lamborghini says the new logo better represents the brand's values of being brave, unexpected, and authentic. It is part of the company's strategy focused on decarbonization and electrification. The updated logo will debut on upcoming Lamborghini models, symbolizing a new chapter for the brand as it transitions to hybrid and electric vehicles in the coming years. And there you have it, another exciting episode of Discover Daily. If you enjoyed today's stories, be sure to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform. For more information on any of these topics, check out the links in the episode description, and don't forget to download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to feed your curiosity. We'll be back tomorrow with another lineup of stories. Until then, stay curious.